We have such beautiful blossoms on our trees. I wanted to show you a little bit. There's our little heater. There's a clock and air conditioning in our little cabin. And these are our charts. There's the God's plan of the ages, or God's eternal purpose chart. There's our cutaway of the tabernacle, and there's our brand new chart for the Trail of Blood. I had to show you that because I'm going to start teaching some of that here. And of course, there's our rebuilt stove that we have, the water tank for our well, and my clotheslines in here for the winter time, or when it's too bad weather to do that, my little radio station in here, and our brand new high-speed internet so I can upload these messages on the internet. It's slick and fast. And there's our stove, really pretty. I've had that stove for over 40 years. Now we're going to go outside and we're going to have a treat looking at our trees that are blossoming and blooming. I'm going to start way down here. And the skies are blue today with a few scattered clouds. White Mountain is looming up there at 14,252 feet beautifully with snow on it. The snow is melting. We will probably get more snows. Maybe sometimes it snows every month of the year here on the mountains. There's my little tractor. I planted a tree today, an elephant heart plum tree. This is a 20 meter and 40 meter antenna where I communicate with all of our people. And that's the other antenna out there with the tower. Our dog pen for Spanky Bruce when he comes up. Now this is thrilling and exciting to me to see these trees wake up all winter long. They were sleeping. You don't know whether they're going to be alive or not, or how many of them are going to make it or whatever. So in the springtime like this, it's nice to see them wake up. Not all of them have woke up yet. I don't know whether these are going to make it or not. It might take another month to find out whether they're going to be okay or not. Our drip system is on now. Now these trees here were cuttings. I don't see any life in them yet, but I'm sure working on it. That is a pecan tree there that hasn't woke up yet. I hope that it will. It looks like it might. I don't know. Might have died. And there's another one. Black walnuts here. That one there looks like it is just gone. Here is another one, and it's waking up. There's one of the cuttings I brought from Herschel Hansen's place. And there is a tree that's woke up. And these little willow trees, that one has woke up. The rabbits ate it almost down to the ground. There's another willow tree. And somehow or another, it got the wire around it. Slipped, so I'll have to replace that. There's other ones that are waking up here. These are going to be a windbreaks, which I really need. The wind blows here pretty hard. You can see the trees are waking up beautifully. There's a very tall one there. We had quite a few tall ones. That one's about 12 feet tall or so. Here's one that was broken off and the rabbits ate it. More waking up here. This is a delight to see these trees wake up like this. This one here is not awake yet. That one's doing fine. These trees should grow probably 5 or 6 feet this year and spread out. And that one there looks like it's been through the ringer. The winds have really hurt it.
like I need to give it a little more water. These are doing very well. You can see down through here all the little green life. You have to do like Johnny Cash did and walk the line all the time and make sure that these are dripping. This is wonderful to see this. Now whether our grapes wake up or not, I don't know, the big ones that we brought up here from the ranch. Some of those grapes were 100 years old there. There's one right there. I don't know whether it's going to wake up or not. But we'll see. They're just barely waking up down there. So they may be a little bit behind here. This is beautiful. See these trees wake up. I know the grapes are getting plenty of water. If they can only get this one here, I get some need of water. This one. I'll go back. Here's our blackberries. They're waking up. And trees. Grapes. Hopefully they will wake up. The rabbits ate them almost down to the ground. We'll see if they make it. And the fruit trees are beautiful. That is Indian tea there, by the way. You can take that and brew it, and it's real good. There is a cherry tree in bloom with leaves on it also, and more of these. And this is a currant, and it looks like it's doing well. And this tree here is a little bit behind the others. And we even have onions planted along. There's one of the first trees we planted there, the poplar trees, that is. There's Marilyn's little cross. She always thinks of things. I wanted to throw that thing away. That was one that Ray, I can't think of his last name, carried across America, and they threw it in the trash can at Valley Baptist Church. You can look down the tree line there. And she had ideas for it, and they worked. I was wrong, she was right. Here are little small pine trees, evergreens. There's another grape. And wild onions. And that's a tree that my son Jimmy bought for me. And it has a little growth on it. I don't know whether it was too root bound or what was wrong with that one. And there's more. Looks like it might need some water on it a little bit. These trees are doing fine here. They're just shouting with life. As you can see. And I brought tree food up, put on these trees because they looked like they were a little hungry for something that they weren't getting. These are coming around back. They were just all yellow just a few weeks ago. Coming back now. Takes water. Water and nutrients. This ground is very fertile, but sometimes it might lack something for some of these trees. These trees were all yellow, now they're doing better. These trees are looking better. I will put food on them later. This is the end of our pine trees that we have planted here. And then our other pine trees on the creek are here. There's the creek. It's a little bit low today. It was up at least 6 inches after we had a rain the other day. You see the creek coming down in about three different portions here. And this is our beautiful bush here. I don't know what kind of this. Some of you out there might know what kind of bush that is. I don't know. but it's very pretty. And here are our pine trees along the creek. We do have quite a few pine trees. The willows are blooming. And there is an apple tree, a three-way apple tree actually. And it looks like it's doing very well. More of the, this is lit up with solar lights every night down here. And there's our Bigfoot and squirrel there visiting each other. And wild roses. And you can see the rose hips on these. These are rose hips. Those are like heckin' vitamin C pills. And these are our little bridges. We do have wild trout in here. And that's a birch tree. Maryland's little statuary farm here with a sign, consider the lilies of the field. And another bridge. I don't know if you can see the fish running in there or not. Hopefully this is a place that we might be able to purchase there for discovertheword.com and for a place for us to live. There's our Santa Rosa plum that's in full bloom and might even have little baby plums on it. And there's a plum tree that I just planted today, my favorite plums of all kind. And that's the elephant heart plums. And hopefully it'll do all right. There's the rest of Maryland's little turtles and little dwarfs and things, rabbits. There's a little rabbit that was there at Old River for a long time, and the turtle, and Dopey, and the little deer, and a little girl reading her Bible, and the little fawn, and our crazy, ugly little toad that's so cute, and our other little gnomes of all sorts here. And there is a frog hiding down in there. I gotta dig a little bit of leaves around him out. And up here someplace it was, oh yeah, there's the other little turtle right there. He's just about covered up with sand. You can see the solar lights all around here. This is where we cleaned all of this out and made a road. Wild roses and willows all along here. Now if we get that place over there, I'll be down there on the lawnmower mowing all of that down all the time. That's going to be a little bit easier job with the lawn tractors that I have. And our white sage. I just love this white sage. I'd take everything else out of here except the Indian tea up there with that rabbit brush, which is so hyperallergenic. And have all of that in there. There's purple sage there it's really got quite an odor to it. And here is our other cherry tree. Stella cherry tree that's all in bloom now. And of course the creek and the mountains. There's Montgomery Peak and Montgomery Peak over there, over 13,000 feet, both of them. Looking back to our little tiny Ponderosa there, where we do our recordings and everything and live when we're here. Pray for us that God's will be done in our lives and we'll be able to do what we need to do. And of course there's a nectarine tree in full bloom. I dig these things down until there's water in the hole, about 3 feet deep. That's a water well. And then I plant the trees with potting soil and things in there, and the tree then takes care of itself. Or the creek takes care of the tree, whatever you might want to say. Coming through the wild roses, the Indian tea, and the willows here. And the prairie grass. And now here is our triple plum. And it has all bloomed already. And it has leaves on it also. Another bridge. Now we planted tomatoes here the other day, but the tomatoes did not make it. It's a little early for them. And it doesn't look like our peach tree made it there either. I'll have to get another one of those. This is our Granny Smith apple tree there. And it looks like it's doing fine. And the creek's taking care of that. And here's our aspen grove here. And they're beginning to wake up also. And on down the creek. The creek in this area sometimes is 30 and 40 feet wide. Looking back to the little Discover the Word headquarters, miniature headquarters. This was all the way to this bank. And all the way over to that bank, which is 30 to 40 feet wide last summer for the runoff. We had so much rain, so much snow. It's almost time to start mowing the prairie grass again. And of course the lizards have woke up. And that one there is looking at us, doing push-ups, acting like he's a big boy. And Indian tea and wild roses. The creek with the tree-lined creek with all of the pine trees. And the willows and the last bridge. These willows are sending out little puff balls. There's the wild roses there. And one of our largest willow trees. Let's get back up here and take a good look at this. This was all deep, heavy, gigantic house size brush piles that we burned this last fall. You can see there are the mountains. There's White Mountain Peak. What a mountain. On top of that mountain, it's flat up there. Just a lot of flat plateaus up there. And up on top of that, there's a lot of flat area up there. And wild horses, bighorn sheep, run up in some of the pretty high country up there. Now, if you look on Boundary Peak up there, in Montgomery Peak, you'll see at 12,000 feet, the tree line quits. From there on up, it's tundra. Just nothing but tundra. No trees in the high country like that. There's marmots up there as big as dogs. Marmot is a large prairie dog. The wolves and the wolverines, the mountain lions eat those a lot. And here we are. This is it. That reddish thing there is a marsh back in there, but that's where Audie Murphy did one of his backdrops for his sets, right up there, 7 ways from sundown. Walking back up here. In the south end of the valley, the wind almost always blows down there. You can see the dust way down there. I've got to go down here to the post office. Well, there is our video update for today. Thank you so much for praying for us, supporting us, you that have, and for listening to us. It is wonderful. God bless you.